Morning, Sean. I am doing real well. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate it. Counting down the days we are for the Ravenwood Music Festival, July 11th through the 12th in Sherwood Park. What year is this for the festival?
So this is actually year 5 outside. So we formed Music Society of Strathcona County in April of 2018. We're an incorporated nonprofit. We're 100% volunteer driven, so we have no paid staff. We did our first, the main mandate of it was to do an outdoor festival in Sherwood Park, and we did our first festival in 2019. But of course, as everybody else, 2020, we got affected by the pandemic.
Yeah, things kind of went sideways in and around that spot.
sure did for us and everybody else.
Yeah.
The world. So, but in order to keep our name out, because we'd only been around for about a year at that point, is we made the decision to do a live stream festival in 2020. So we booked a studio in Sherwood Park and brought in bands following all the protocol at that point from COVID. And we're able to do a live stream festival with nobody in the studio other than a band and a couple of crew members. And that did really well to keep our name out, did the same in 2021. So this upcoming year, 2025, is our fifth year outside. So we're still a fairly young outdoor festival, but we're excited.
So where is it going to be at?
So it will be held at Broadmoor Lake Park.
Oh, my gosh, what a fantastic spot.
Yeah, so it's a perfect spot. It's we take over a football field right behind Salisbury Composite High School, and a perfect spot. Great location for people to either walk to, bike to. There's some parking around, but it's in a great location.
Fantastic spot. I know it well because my daughters were in dance for years, and there's many a festival in that area.
You got it. Festival place is right up the hill from us.
Exactly, so yeah. Well, let's talk about the lineup because you put together a lineup that, no matter what your musical tastes are, there's a little something for everybody.
Yeah, you bet. So we're not genre-specific on our musical lineup, and we are a family-orientated festival as well, which is important to us. So we put a real good mix together. Friday, I think we've got, again, top-notch lineup. We've got from Fernie, B.C., Shred Kelly. They've been with us before, but they have such a huge following now. Great kind of pop folk band. People love them. They're great to get up to dance to. And then we like to try and always have maybe one cover band over the weekend. And I'm a huge Tragically Hip fan, as I'm sure you probably are, Sean, as well.
Yep.
And it's hard to find a cover band that actually can do a great hip cover. There's nobody that can match Gord Downie.
Yeah, that's tough.
Or that band.
Yep.
Other than this band, which is local, actually, out of Edmonton. They're called Ahead by a Century. I saw a video of them, and I said, oh, that's amazing. I showed them to my media relations person, and he's a huge hip fan as well, and he didn't believe me until he watched the video and loves them. So they're going to be on Friday as well. So if you're a hip fan, you definitely want to see them. Another band out of Saskatchewan, The Great Fuss, and then Crescendo Music Studios, which is a local music studio here in Sherwood Park. We get the students to come out and they perform for us. Gives them an opportunity on a professional stage for the first time, and they love that. Saturday, we've got a country band headlining, the Prairie State.
Oh, they're fantastic, dude. If you've never seen them live, they are so good.
They are awesome, and the reason we went with them is because we put a poll out to our festival attendees to say, hey, who would you want to see headline on the Saturday in 2025? And their name kept coming up.
Love it.
So we made the decision, well, let's bring them.
You got some smart attendees right there.
We sure do. So we're excited about having them. Dahlia Wakefield, who's a fantastic local performer. We've got her band. We have a Celtic band, CFY Celtic band. Mallory Chipman, Martin Borsch, and then Crescendo Music Studio. So it's a really diversified lineup. So for those that love music and just want to come out and have a relaxing couple of days, you got to come out to Ravenwood.
Ravenwood Music Festival, July 11th and 12th. Where am I going for tickets?
You can go to ravenwoodexperience.com. Tickets are on sale right now.
Sounds fantastic. Bill, thanks for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. Looking forward to July.
Sounds good, Sean. Thanks a lot.